The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Toby Keith for you. Beautiful song, American Soldier. Will Maben picked that song out. He is here this morning with Connell and Company. How you doing, Will?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm pretty excited. I'm kind of feeling high energy. Got the holiday, there's so much happening this weekend. It's going to be great.
Well, and it's an exciting time in real estate right now. Just so many things are happening out there in the market.
Too
much
good
to talk about.
Okay.
It is very good. We have a special guest today. I'm very happy to have Tony with Skyline Mortgage Group today.
Okay. Well, we've got Tony on the phone, and Angela Sherrill is with us. She's also a partner here with the Connell & Company Realty. She's on her way, and we were laughing. She's on her way from the beach. So anybody that's going anywhere from the beach this time of year knows there's a little bit of traffic.
You got to know why she's late.
If you're listening, Angela, we're waiting for you. We got your seat warmed up for you, so she'll be here shortly. But in the meantime,
The show must go on.
So welcome, Tony. Can you hear me okay, bud?
I can hear you both.
Excellent. We can hear you too. All right. So it's Tony Pelasco is here. He's the co-owner of Skyline Mortgage. And where are you based, Tony?
Yes, we are based out of Orlando, Florida.
Oh, great. Okay, so you're calling in from Orlando. So how do you and Will know each other? I got to understand this connection.
Oh, I'm going to tell this story if you don't mind,
Tony.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
We met, and I kind of was a little brash with him and said, hey, look, I'm too busy to talk to you, and I'll call you if something happens. and you got to understand, once you start selling a lot of real estate, you get phone calls from everybody wanting you to use their services. So this was just another one of those phone calls, and not to say it like that. Then I found myself in the hospital waiting for the emergency surgery.
That's not good.
No. But and one of my customers, they were working with a longtime bank that they had worked with, that loyalty from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank just said, no, you're denied.
Oh, no.
Right. So this is all happening while I'm
sitting. You're in the hospital?
Sitting in the hospital. So I called Tony up and I told him the story. I said, Tony, I need to hand this off to you. Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And show me what you've got.
Wow.
And so his
pressure, Tony.
Well, it was meant to be pressure. Mm-hmm. Really, I don't recommend people that I can't trust.
Right.
That aren't tried and true. When we talk about experts, there's a reason I call them an expert.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in the pressure cooker from me and other people. Well, Tony, not only was he able to turn this deal from a no and denied from the local bank to closed in 17 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So ever since then, I've been working with Tony. He earned my business, and I'm sharing him, and we invited him on the radio show today so that maybe he can earn your business too.
Okay. That's a great testimonial. Right. About his services and how he helped you.
It is great. Thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
That's great. So tell us a little bit. You started to touch on, we'll start to touch about the market right now, and I'm guessing it's probably different in Orlando than it is in Northwest Florida, but maybe not so much.
Yeah, not too much. From what I've seen, it's pretty consistent, at least that I know in a lot of areas that we work in, because even though we're based in Orlando. We have offices in Tampa, Miami, Daytona Beach, and even in Texas now as well. So the market is as a whole pretty consistent that I've seen, at least in Florida. So yeah, it's to Will's point, exciting time. There's a lot of really, really cool solutions that we have, you know, for on the mortgage side right now that we've been joining forces with me and Will to, you know, just make every customer's experience as advantageous as possible.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
And we have been through some several different scenarios, from your VA buyer to your conventional buyer to a first-time home buyer,
mm-hmm.
and what kind of things that are out there. And Tony has been excellent for helping everything that I've thrown at him, to include investment. So he's introduced me to the DSCR loans. There's so much out there. And then as far as the exciting time in real estate, while we're still seeing an influx of listings on the market, so that's great, but we're also seeing a lot of closings again, and I really contribute that to all of the talks about interest rates dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Right now there's smoke in the air. Get out there and buy. One thing that's not going to happen is the prices aren't going to stay low if the interest rates drop down low.
Mm-hmm.
That's because demand will go up and prices go up with demand.
Well, my understanding right now is that there are a lot of homes on the market right now.
There are. There are a lot of homes on the market, and there's a lot of homes with more days on the market.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. It is an exciting time. I like having choices. You know, if one house isn't what you want, well, guess what? There's probably another one out there.
Wow. Okay. So as far as people that are first-time homeowners, both of you have tons of experience. Any tips that you can give to folks that are maybe in there thinking this summer this is their time to now buy a new home?
Well, let's talk about what Tony would let's ask Tony.
Yeah, that's a,
Tony, what are the top three things buyers should know about their finances in order to get a pre-approval letter?
Yeah, so the top three things are going to be, and this is the three things that any bank will care about regardless of whether you're a first-time home buyer, an investor or not. It's going to be your income, your assets, and your credit. So income being, you know, how much do you make? Do you make enough to substantiate the payment you hope to obtain? Because hypothetically speaking, right, if you make $4,000 a month, we can't give you a mortgage payment for $6,000 a month. That math just doesn't add up, right? So that would be the first one. Income. Assets is going to be liquid assets. What do you have saved for the down payment and the closing costs? As a first-time home buyer working with us, you don't need to bring a down payment. We do have programs and solutions for that. And then credit, we're just looking at your credit score, credit history, and equally as important as both of those factors, what your current total monthly liabilities are. That is the basis in how we determine how much you qualify for.
Fantastic. Can you talk more about credit? Do I need like a 900 credit score? What do I have to get a loan? Living room pre-qualification. You need to make about this. You need to have this for a credit score, and boom.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So credit, that's probably the biggest question that I get when everyone comes into the process. I think they need to have a 750, 780 plus credit score. And you can get a loan with down payment assistance as well with as little as a 580 credit score.
Wow.
So you can get it done with 580. And as far as income goes, and I'll touch on this a little more, I'm sure, as we go along in the show, but a debt-to-income ratio is the basis in what you qualify for. So if you have low debt and let's call it moderate income to the average median income for the area that you live in, you can qualify as well. It just depends because, I've seen people who have, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a month in income, but they also have $10,000 to $20,000 a month in payment liabilities. They don't qualify for anything. So the debt-to-income ratio is very important in determining how much you qualify for.
Now, there is a lot of assistance, I understand, for folks, because a big determination of what your final mortgage payment is going to be is usually how much you're able to put down initially. So tell us a few things that people can do, some of the options and tools, because there's a lot of options out there, especially for those that maybe for lack of a better phrase, cash poor.
Yeah. So one of the other biggest misconceptions that I have on a lot of our loan consultations is people thinking they need to bring 20% down in order to buy a home. You absolutely do not. If you are a first-time home buyer, or not even a first-time home buyer, but buying a primary residence, you can put down as little as 3 to 5%. If you are a first-time home buyer, though, you can put nothing down to really no more than 3%. And it really just depends on which program will work the best for them, which is going to be based on their credit score. Now, what I've learned in my years of doing this is the two biggest things that people think about financially when they buy a home is what's my out-of-pocket and what's my monthly payment going to be. So generally, I've seen that one of the two of those factors typically is more favored than the other. So if you're looking to have, you know, the lowest payment possible, even if you're putting the 1% down, that will give you a lower payment than if you're putting, you know, nothing down naturally, right? Because you're not financing 100% of the property. But there are solutions and options to go as a first-time home buyer from 0% to really no more than 3% down.
That's fantastic. So I want to expand on that. You know, we are in an area where we have a lot of military. Thank you, everybody who is serving. But we have a lot of military in our area, and I've heard about this Hometown Heroes program. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Hometown Heroes, that is still pending a release date as of right now, but that program is great for both military personnel and also first responders, teachers, you know, firefighters, doctors. And what that program is the state of Florida has allowed, or they're going to contribute really up to 5% of the purchase price towards your down payment and your closing costs if you are a first-time home buyer. If you are military personnel, you do not have to be a first-time home buyer to use that program and get the 5%. So that has been, by a landslide, the most popular program for down payment assistance in the state of Florida the last, I'd say, 4 years now, going on year five.
Well, that sounds like a great opportunity. We are talking this morning with our friends at Connell & Company Realty. Will Maben is here. Angela Sherrill is on her way. And we have Tony Peloso on the phone, who is with a co-owner of Skyline Mortgage Company. So if you've got a question about buying, selling, and realty, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. This is the expert panel, and these folks are experts on real estate.
Good morning. Well, I'd like to take a second and introduce Angela Sherrill. You can reach her at 850-292-3165. Myself, Will Maben, 850-261-7020, or at willmaben.com.
And then you have Tony Peloso, who's here with us this morning, co-owner of Skyline Mortgage. And I'm going to give your number out, if that's all right, Tony, the 386, or do you have a different number you'd prefer to use?
That would be the one, the 386
okay.
number.
386-310-9283.
Call us, and if any of these questions, we are available. Tony, let's talk a little bit about interest rates. Where do you see us going? What are we doing? Do you have a crystal ball over there?
If I had a crystal ball over here, I wouldn't be on this radio.
Right?
But no, I mean, my prediction of what I think interest rates are going to be, and you know, obviously this is my opinion, from what I've seen in the market, I do think rates are going to be trending in a direction where we're going to continue to decrease, not as much and not as fast, of course, as everyone would like. But if you even look from October of 2023, we hit a peak where the average interest rate was 8%. Right now, we're just under 7%. So we are decreasing, you know. But over time, as you know, more Fed meetings roll out, a lot of the new legislation that's being passed, that's going to cause a lot of shift in the market. And banks are always going to be more risk averse. I always tell everyone this, you know. So when you're working with a bank, they're going to increase an interest rate before they're going to decrease the interest rate. So there has to be some pretty substantial information that's being released to have interest rates be, you know, lowered. So I do think that within the next 18 months, in my opinion, we could see the average interest rate hit around 5.9%, 5.8%.
Okay, that's interesting because we just got a text that came in and it said, what is the advantage of using a company like yours, Skyline, instead of one of the major banks in town? And you have kind of answered that question. Did you want to add to that?
Yeah, definitely. So that was, it's actually funny because me and Will, right before the show, we were talking about this. Year over year, there's been a larger percentage of consumers that are moving into what we call the wholesale channel, which wholesale is working with, you know, brokerages. And there was a study that came out, and I don't hold me to this because I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but on average, just from this standpoint, every transaction that closes in the wholesale channel or with a brokerage saves on average just over $7,000 per transaction. Plus, interest rates tend to be a lot less because the margins that brokerages build in to their interest rates are less. So in turn, you as a consumer will have a lower interest rate and tend to have much lower fees for the same, you know, product ultimately, which is a mortgage.
Okay, and I would like to talk about another benefit, and you've mentioned to me several times in the past, should the interest rates drop, they go ahead and get their loan today and lock in their price on their house, but then all of a sudden in the next year, interest rates are down to 2%. Tell me what you'll do.
Yep, so we have a program, we call it Lender for Life. And what that is going to do is we will waive any lender-related fee when you come back and refinance with us. We never advertise free refinances because one of my favorite marketing terms is there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? So there, it's not free, but we are going to waive any fees that we control to have our, you know, our clients come back to us because we're, you know, a relationship-built business. We believe in helping all of the people that, you know, we've worked with throughout the years. So we will, of course, help in any way that we can. And the best way that I can do that is by removing any fee that we could charge them to come back and refinance.
That's pretty great because that could save a lot of money.
Thousands, yes.
Yes.
You could save thousands.
Absolutely. So if someone had financed previously and now they're listening this morning and thinking about refinancing, they could contact you?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, give us a call, contact us. You know, we don't just do rate and term refinances. If you're looking at debt consolidate, you know, looking at a cash out refinance could be a great option as well. And we also do home equity lines of credit. That is another good option for, you know, home improvements, debt consolidation, or even if you just want to have a little bit of a nest egg that you can draw on if you need it.
Do you have a website, Tony?
We do. It is skylinemortgage.com.
Okay, we're here talking with our friends from Connell and Connell and Connell Realty. And Will Maben is here with us. Angela Sherrill is on her way. And we've been talking about the real estate market here in Pensacola and buying and selling a home, mortgage rates, all kinds of interesting topics for this time of year. So if you've got a question and you're thinking, maybe, but this is the one question, this is the one thing I'm not sure of, text that in this morning at 850-437-1620.
Excellent. And introduce Angela Sherrill. Her phone number is 850-292-3165. My name's Will Maben. My phone number is 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com. You can also reach our special guest today,
Tony Peloso, who's on the phone with us from Orlando. He's the co-owner of Skyline Mortgage, and his number, 386-310-9283. So we're discussing buying and selling homes, giving people tips on what they can do, things to look out for. Tony, what's your best advice when you finally, someone comes in your office or someone that you speak to on the phone, what's your best advice about all of this when you take, you step back and you take a look at it?
My best advice to everyone is, regardless of whether you're buying today, tomorrow, a month from now, a year from now, go through the pre-approval process because that is going to be the best indication of telling you where you're at. You know, it's going to allow us to help you build a plan, again, whether that's now or a year from now. So that's my biggest piece of advice I give to everyone, because I know there's a lot of It's scary, you know, sometimes to go through the process. You're putting yourself out there financially, but I'm telling you, if you want to purchase a home, regardless of the time frame, go through the pre-approval process. It will allow you to know where you're at, help us make a game plan for you to get you to where you want to be.
And one of the things that's good about that is it helps you get a real sense of your actual financial worth. You know, you have a chance to see really where you're at. And so then if there's something you need to improve, some things you can do, then I'm sure you can sit down and help someone figure that out, because maybe right this second isn't the time to buy. But 6 months down the road, if you do X, Y, and Z, then you may be absolutely ready.
Absolutely. And that's a part of the mortgage plans that we will, you know, help put out for people to, you know, get themselves in the position they need to be.
Excellent. Okay. So Angela Sherrill just walked into the studio. Hey, Angela, I'm so glad you made it. I know. She's traffic is traffic,
that
no matter where
traffic.
You live. Yeah, no matter where you. So we're glad you made it this morning, sweetie.
Yes, I'm glad I made it, too. And realtors wear many hats.
Yes.
And so I was wearing many hats before I got here.
That's okay. You're allowed. It is, you know, it's that time of year. So Angela, we've been talking with Tony Peloso from Orlando, from Skyline Mortgage, and talking about first time home buyers and some tips. So what is going on with you right now in the real estate market here in Pensacola?
Well, I would tell you that as a realtor, if I'm not prepared, then my sellers and the seller and the buyer will not be prepared. So realtors, be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very fortunate, had a deal 2 weeks ago, and we didn't get selected.
Oh.
So I held the buyer's hand. He kept going by the house, and lo and behold, we got a call.
Oh, that's great.
The other deal fell through.
You never know.
So you never know.
Right?
So we got the deal, and we got the deal at a better rate.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. See? So greater powers were at work on
that
one, right?
Greater powers were at work. So it pays to be prepared. It pays to hire a professional. Sometimes, you know, things just happen.
Mm-hmm.
You need a little bit of luck in this business. And for people, you know, part of being prepared is having people like Tony in your pocket, being able to, you know, when you're not quite sure about the market and about your finances, somebody having Tony, being able to call, even if he lives in Orlando.
Well, in this day and age, it almost doesn't matter where people live anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, everything's done by remote computer.
Right.
You have easy access.
Right. But part of what Tony, I know, has done for Will and for me in a small way is to help us feel more confident when we are talking to a buyer, when we're trying to help a buyer overcome a particular situation. So thank you for that, Tony. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Of course. Absolutely.
Okay, well, we've got about a minute left, and then we are going to be coming back. So
let's introduce ourselves real quick.
So, anybody just joining us, talking with Cannell & Company Realty?
Better late than never. Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, and my number is 850-292-3165. And you can reach me directly on the Buy Sell Cannell webpage, Angela Sherrill at buysellcannell.com.
Will Maben, 850-261-7020, or at willmaben.com.
Okay. Tony Peloso, who is co-owner of Skyline Mortgage, 386-310-9283. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Cannell & Company is hosting this hour, so we're really enjoying hearing everything you need to know about the real estate market and the importance of having a professional realtor by your side. So every time that they come on, they always bring in a different topic, a different aspect of buying and selling. So you can go on our website at newsradio923.com, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, click on Podcasts, click on Cannell & Company, and every show they've ever done is there. And I usually put in what the subject was. So this week it might be mortgage. They've had quality roofing on. They've had different aspects of the business, and hear great tips from both of these people who are true professionals.
Awesome. Please join us. You can also get those on our Cannell & Company website, and you can pick it up on willmaben.com.
There you go. All right, there's our cue music. We're going to take a break here for the news. Tony, stick around with us. We will be coming back to you in just a few minutes after the news. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Cannell & Company, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben, and we will be back in just a few minutes on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this morning we have with us our friends from Connell and Company Realty. Angela Sherrill, Will Maven are here with us, along with their guest, Tony Peloso, who is with Skyline Mortgage. So welcome, guys, to Pep Talk. So happy to have you in the studio again this morning. So first of all, introduce yourselves.
Glad to. This is Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and you can reach me directly on my cell phone at 850-292-3165. And my email is goknowlesacs at att.net, or you can reach me on the Connell & Company buysellconnell.com webpage.
All right, Will.
Will Maven, Connell & Company Realty. Phone number is 850-261-7020, or you can reach me at willmaben.com.
Okay. And Tony is on the line with us. Good morning, Tony. How are you? Oops, hang on. I probably need to turn your voice. Tony, you there?
I just got a text that says call failed.
Oh, no. Okay. Well,
so
we'll have to come.
We lost him. Back.
We'll get him back. Okay. So in the meantime, we had some questions from listeners this morning. If you have a question for Angela or Will with Connell & Company Realty, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. And we did get a question this morning from Johnny. He says, I am very interested in being a realtor. How can you get into the real estate business? So I'm thinking this is Pep Talk, expert panel. These two are experts about real estate. How many years have you got in the business now, Angela?
I have 11 as an active realtor, and I have in 2003 I became a referral agent.
Wow!
So add that up, and
it's a lot of time, a lot of experience. And you, Will?
I have been in the business 3 years.
There you go. So we've got some experience,
right,
and doing quite well at it, I understand. So what's the question is, how do you become a realtor? And while you're doing that, I'm going to check back with Tony.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, let me just talk. First thing is you're going to have to go through the course and take your exam. But I got to say, as a new realtor, one of the things that helped me the most is getting into a brokerage where, one, they cared about people. They make sure that I have the education I need to go out there and tell people, hey, I'm a professional. Let me help you with your house. Because this is a large purchase, it's one of the largest purchases that most people will make in their lifetime. You do need to be well educated in this. And I'm pretty excited. Our brokerage just started a new series of training. Tell them about it, Angela.
It's called Know Before You Show or Know Before You Go. And what we are doing is we are taking things that are tremendous issues for every homeowner, such things as roofing, electrical, HVAC, plumbing, how to read your home inspection report, how to differentiate between different estimates that you receive from the individual vendors, so that you know what you are comparing, so that you, the homeowner, can make the best decisions. And we're doing one topic at a time, and we did roofing this past Tuesday, and it was so insightful, so helpful.
It was amazing. I heard, and I just listening to all the other agents in the room that were talking about it, it was a huge discussion. And what we call it was really a deep dive. We went in, you know, of course, we're comparing the same invoices for the same house from different companies. Now, some companies, and you know, you got to know what you're looking at. We're not always comparing apples to apples. It's sometimes apples to oranges, and hey, you know what? We'll add the apples in after the fact. So it's important to know a lot of these things, and especially just knowing it to be able to say, hey, I have that experience. So just on that, find the right brokerage, let somebody actually help you to get started, and there you go. That's how you become an agent.
Well, I want to add to what Will is saying. You know, you always hear about, well, shop for a car, shop for a house. Well, guess what? You get to shop for your broker, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that you can do is you can think about, if you've ever bought a home, did you have a good experience? Did you like being with that realtor? And if you've kept your relationship up with them, maybe you could go and sit with them and talk to them about what they do. And, you know, because I will tell you, gone are the days of where this is a part-time job. It is no longer a part-time job, folks. There, Will reminded me that there, we have over 6,000 realtors just in our area.
Wow.
Not in the state, just 6,000.
I had no idea.
And Will also shared that there were 3,500 agents in our area who did not write or sell a home or help a buyer purchase a home.
Okay,
last year. How do you not have an income? So it's a tough market, and I just, if you would like, I do have free time, and I will gladly sit down and talk with you and show you a roadmap on how to get there. But it's going to take time to get that experience.
Okay,
and you got to go through your stuff. My name's Will Maben with Cannell and Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell and Company Realty, and my direct line is 850-292-3165.
And you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm Meg, and we have a guest on the line. If you've got a question about real estate, becoming a realtor, Johnny, we're going to get you connected with Will so y'all can sit down and talk. So thanks so much for texting that in. And we do have on the line now, we lost him for a second, but Tony is back. Tony Peloso, who is with Skyline Mortgage right out of Orlando. And Tony, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back.
All right. So getting that mortgage, getting that financing is a huge part of buying and selling a home. So let's talk about that, and I'll leave it up to you two to ask Tony the right questions.
All right, Tony. So we just had a caller on who is considering making a career change. So one of the things that we have from, questions we get is from potential buyers is, do I have to work in my same job for 2 years in order to apply for a mortgage?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a phenomenal question. Outside of what does my credit score need to be, that is number two.
Okay.
For most asked. So, no, you do not have to be at your same job for 2 years to get a mortgage. You do need to have 24 months worth of income history. But it can be scattered. You could be self-employed, own a business, go to W-2. There, as long as you can paint a picture of 24 consecutive months worth of employment history, you'll be okay. Further, to even elaborate on that, you can even be starting a job the same week that you get a pre-approval, as long as you have an offer letter, as long as you have that 24-month history. Another thing to point out is that a history could also be school. So if you're coming out of college, that schooling history can be considered employment history. So you don't have to, graduate, wait 2 years, and then purchase a home. I've had people who come right out of college and buy a home within 2 to 3 months.
That was going to be one of my questions. And on the other end of that, what about retirees who now are not necessarily working full time?
Right.
Can they buy a home still?
Absolutely. Yep. So if you are retired, that is your income at that point. So if you have, Social Security, pension, IRA distributions or some type of distribution from a 401k account that you had, that at that point is your income. So you can absolutely use that income, and you do not need to have a 24-month history of employment for that. Because if you retired 10 years ago, but you're still getting the same money from the pension, 401k, IRA, Social Security, that's what we'll use for your qualifying income.
So is it more important to have the consistent source, or is it the amount that matters, or a little bit of both?
It is a little bit of both, depending on the scenario. So if you are retired, it's the amount. If you are, W-2 or you're self-employed, it is the amount and the history.
Wow.
Okay. Very, very interesting information. If you've got a question for Angela, Will, or Tony, 850-437-1620.
Tony, tell me about the pre-approval process and how long it takes.
Yep. So the pre-approval process, and we had touched on it earlier, the three things that we're looking to verify is your income, your assets, and your credit. And we document that. So there is going to be documents that we request to you. But all we need is a mortgage application and that list of supporting documents. And once we get all of that information, the documents and the application from the buyer, the pre-approval only takes about 4 to 6 hours for us to be able to issue.
That's not very long. It used to take days.
Right. Well, yeah. Tony, can you approve a mortgage without the property? Without the property being identified. Sorry.
It would more be the amount.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's typically how a lot of our pre-approvals go, because a lot of times people will come into the process and they don't have a specific property identified. They just want to know how much they qualify for.
Yeah. So that makes a big difference, because I think for myself, I know I wanted to find out what my price range was based on my income and my debts and that kind of thing. So getting that pre-qualification, then I knew where to shop, what right. price range was made sense for me.
Right. Okay. But okay. So here's a little bit more deep dive into this. So I am currently in a transaction. I'm helping a seller. And so we're under contract, yay, yay. And we're supposed to close on the 8th. And the buyers had not identified their home, the home they were purchasing. They had been looking for a home for well over a year. They already had been pre-approved, but by the time they wrote the offer for the current home, they had received a loan approval. So that's my question. Can a buyer get approved for a mortgage prior to the home being identified or being under contract for a purchase?
Yes, you can. Yep. So that is what we call a pre-underwritten pre-approval, which is where a pre-underwritten pre-approval, which is all of those documents that we're going to ask for, we actually submit into underwriting, and they will issue you a loan approval from there without identifying a property.
Okay, and so generally, the only thing you're waiting on is an appraisal.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty cool piece of information.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah, those are popular as well. It really helps as a buyer to, if you're in a multiple offer situation, to have a pre-underwritten pre-approval, because it is much stronger than just a pre-approval. Because anyone can write a pre-approval on a piece of paper.
You're right about that.
But only an underwriter can write a conditional approval for a loan.
So. Okay, so that's the difference, is that the lender, write the letter for the pre-approval, but the underwriter writes the approval based on pre-underwritten mortgage, I guess.
Told you it was a mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
Okay. On that note, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Physicals Expert Panel, and I'm sure you've guessed by now we're talking about realty. We've got our professionals from Connell & Company Realty here with us, Will Maben, Angela Sherrill, and also Tony Peloso is joining us by phone from Orlando with Skyline Mortgage. So great conversation here as we're discussing the ins and outs of purchasing a home. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
So I have another question. Tony, what is the typical amount of time that it will take to close a loan from the time we've identified a property? Let's just say I call you today with a customer they provide all of their documents today. Then I have a pre-approval. We're writing an offer. Boom. Mm-hmm. Our offer's been accepted. Okay. We did this on Sunday night, by the way. But what is our typical time to close?
Yep. So typically for us in our process, it's anywhere between 15 to 30 days for the closing. For us, it's generally a little bit more on the quicker end. I mean, that one that you had mentioned from Sunday, Will, just as an update, that one is probably going to be finalized in about, I would say, 3 or 4 business days.
So that's quick.
That's pretty quick.
Yes, that is quick. Okay, very
interesting. Well, keep in mind, this is a company that answered their phone Sunday night at 8 p.m. I was working on getting a deal under contract. And we ended up, finally, I sent out my effective date notice at 11:30 after we had our meeting of the minds. And next thing you know, everybody's working.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Right. We just got the wheels rolling on this, and my customer's happy. It seems like it's moving great. great. And the communication level from Skyline Mortgage Group and Tony himself has just been amazing. Okay. So kudos to your people there, Tony.
Okay, right. We got another question from one of our listeners. So how much does it, back to the appraisal and pre-qualifying, okay. How much does it cost to get an appraisal before I seek to refinance my mortgage so I know how much I can ask for?
Go ahead.
Yep.
So that, so Tony, that one's for you, I think.
Yes.
yeah, I could take that one. So the appraisal, the cost of it ranges anywhere between $400 to $650, depending on where the home is, the size of the home. But you can absolutely get an appraisal independently prior to initiating that refinance process. I encourage everyone that if you want to or you're thinking about refinancing, don't order an independent appraisal because we won't use it as a bank. We're going to have to use one from our board of appraisers that we use. So yeah, the cost is going to range $450 to $650, just depending on where, you know, the home is located, size of home.
Okay. The great question. Thanks so much for sending that in. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620, just text it in. We've got quite a few minutes left here so we can follow up on your questions about real estate.
I have another question for you, Tony. What has been the percentage of buyers purchasing new homes versus old, existing homes?
Resale.
Yeah.
Resale versus new. For us, we typically work with a majority resale. So for me, it might, the numbers or percentages might be skewed for our personal business. But I know as a whole, it is a pretty even split.
Wow.
Between resale and new purchase. The stats are going to be coming out for quarter two, but at the end of quarter one, there was more new home inventory this year than right. There was back in 2007. So that now I know those numbers have shifted because the market has picked up quite a bit since then. But for me, I am definitely a majority resale.
Okay.
And for me, in my last quarter, I did about 50-50. How about for you?
I did mainly resale.
Right. So it just happens. It's what works best for that customer. And listening to our customers is how we figure out where they're going to best fit.
Yeah.
And what makes the most sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the person who was asking about the appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that we can do. And that's the reason why we bring experts in this field in mm-hmm. just to help people. And I hope that you allowed Tony to help you with that because he'll save you some money straight out. Just, you know, don't go buying your appraisal. Go through the lender first and let them order that appraisal. Appraisals have to be ordered on a blind. I can't just use John down the street to do my appraisal. You know, you just put it in a queue and
it's got to be an arm's length transaction.
Right. Yep. And it's just put in a queue and somebody takes it. You don't get to see who it is until it's taken.
Mm-hmm. So. Hey, Tony, to better help Will and I when we are writing our offers, what are some of the big mistakes you see on offers that do not get accepted?
Ooh, that's a great question.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
So I would say closing time frames is one.
Okay.
You know, being able to leverage the ability to close faster. That's definitely one for sure. Because we don't know the seller situation ultimately. They could want to be out, you know, yesterday. And faster closings definitely catch the eye. I would say that's one. The other would be I think it's more of what we do on our end. I'll go back to the tongue twister, the pre-underwritten pre-approval, setting an offer in conjunction with that definitely help as well. And then for us with our process, what we've seen and what I have been told by many listing agents that we've done deals with is that because of how much we in our process communicate with that listing agent, it really does help and make the seller feel more comfortable working with us because they want to know where the loan's at too, because it's not only the buyer in that transaction, it's also the seller. The seller has a lot riding on that deal closing too. And they want to know, you know, pretty frequently where we are at in that process. You know, so I'd say that for us, those have been really the three biggest things that we've used and helped our, you know, real estate partners and also clients leverage to help get offers accepted.
Hey, Tony, we want to cut you out. Somebody just called in.
Okay.
We just had a call in, Tony, and now Ron's on the line with a question for y'all. Good morning, Ron. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So what's your question, Ron?
Yes. So 20 years back or so, I purchased my house for roughly $193,000. I also second mortgaged the pool. And then later on, I refinanced everything. And so my question is, let's say I sell my house for $450,000 right now. Are there any capital gains I owe taxes on?
Sounds like a Tony question to me.
Yes. Okay. So that one, I don't know that one.
We're going to have to bring in a tax professional, let's get an opinion from Tony.
So that one I can answer to the best of my ability, but let me preface by saying I'm not a CPA, I'm not an accountant, so don't hold me to this because this information could be different based on what your tax bracket is. But to my understanding, you are exempt from paying capital gains taxes up to $250,000. So let's say hypothetically, the combination and balances of loans that you have is $200,000 and you sell for $450,000. In theory, to my understanding, you would not have to pay capital gains taxes at that point. Now, if it's less than that or anything over $250,000, you would. Now, if you are married, both you and a spouse would have that $250,000 combined. So now it's $500,000 worth of
get married.
But
I'm married, but it sounds better and better as she goes on.
Right?
So, definitely. Well, absolutely double check me on that. Whoever you use to file your taxes, I would give them a call and just say, like, hey, I heard from the grapevine. this is what capital gains taxes would mean for me, and see what they say, because depending on what your tax bracket is, it could be entirely different than what I just said.
And we would love to talk to you about selling your house.
Yeah, definitely. Got the right folks
on
the line.
We can do it.
All right. So
I've been taking notes. I'll keep that in mind.
All right. Please do. Thank you so much for the call, Ron. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So we've been talking this morning with our friends with
Cannell. Happy holidays.
You too, with Cannell and Company.
Thank you, me too.
And so we've got Tony on the line, and we just got a couple minutes left. So how can folks get in touch with y'all?
You first.
Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, and my direct number is 850-292-3165. And my email is gonoles@att.net, and you can reach me on the buysellcannell.com website.
Well, Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, my phone number is 850-261-7020. You can reach me at willmaben.com or at the buysellcannell website.
Okay. And Tony, why don't you give your information this time?
Yep. So Tony Peloso, co-owner of Skyline Mortgage. The best way to reach me is at my number, 386-310-9283. Or you can visit our website at skylinemortgage.com.
Excellent. So thank you so much for being with us this morning, Tony. We appreciate you calling in. And also thank you to Angela and Will, always bringing excellent guests to talk about the different aspects of buying and selling a home. Got about 20, 30 seconds left here. Anything I want to say?
Thank you for joining us today. Thanks for all the great questions. Tony, thank you for being a guest. And we hope to have you back on our show again soon.
I know.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you,
Tony. All right. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and our guests again. We were just listening with Cannell & Company Realty, Will Maben, Angela Sherrill. They're always available to help you in buying and selling your home. And you can, they've given you the numbers. And you can also re-listen to this broadcast at newsradio923.com. Just click on podcast, click on Pensacola expert panel, and click on Cannell & Company. And you can hear every episode that they've ever had, talking about all different kinds of things, from roofings to mortgage to inspections. They're just a plethora of great information.
To real estate.
Yes. Yep. So thank you both for being here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And again, this is Pep Talk. I hope everybody has a great afternoon today.